Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We've been talking this week about who are you trusting in. Now, I read something yesterday that really opened the eyes, and I'm going to read it again today because I wrote this down several months ago when I had some time alone with the Lord, and he just really revealed to me, our physical eyes are the gates through which we contact the world around us, but our minds determine what we actually see with them. How our minds think and the knowledge and the wisdom contained in our minds determine what we actually perceive. The law of meditation shows us that everything we see is in our minds. What we meditate on is going to determine the way we view everything our physical eyes observe. We don't see with our eyes, we see through our eyes. We actually take pictures with our minds. Your subconscious sets boundaries, makes decisions whether you want it to or not. The mind is the lens that gives focus to the pictures that you and I are looking at. So we're going to show you this in Scripture. Now, Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. So what are you trusting in? Are you trusting in what you can see? Because you see what your mind tells you you see. You see through your eyes, and they only are a reflection of what's in your mind and what you've put in your mind. So if you've heard wickedness and darkness and all those kind of things all your life, you got to renew your mind to think like the Word thinks. Now watch this, Numbers 13 and 30. Then Caleb quietened the people before Moses, and he said, "Let us go up at once and take possessions, for we are well able to overcome it." Now, Caleb had a different perspective than the other 10 spies. What was different about Caleb? He saw something different. They saw the same thing. But Caleb's mind was in a different mentality, because the 10, which represents the 10 commandments, which represents the law, they saw the giants in the land. But when Caleb got there, he saw the grapes behind the giants. He was able to look past the giants and see the grapes. What are you looking in? Is a saying that used to be said a lot. You know, we can't see the forest for seeing the trees. So think about it a minute. I want you to understand, Caleb and Joshua said, "I think we can take them." Caleb said he had a different perspective than the other spies. They saw the same picture, but one of them saw a different picture. That's why it's so important. It's not what you say sometimes, it's what people hear that you really didn't say. Because they hear what their mind is looking for and expecting 90% of the time. Look at Psalm 77, verse 6. "I call to remembrance my song in the night." This is David. "I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search." Now, here's David saying, "I meditate within my heart." In other words, I remember my songs in the night. So he's laying in bed at night, and he's meditating within his heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. In other words, my spirit is searching for truth. Now, what are you feeding yourself? Psalm 77 and 12, which is six scriptures down, goes on to say, "I will also meditate on all your works and talk of your deeds." Let me ask you something. What are you meditating? When an issue arises in your life and you're going through an issue and you don't know what decision you need to make, where do you turn? Where do you turn to try to find that peace that passes all understanding? You know, if we're going through a financial situation, and do we go to the bank first or do we go to God first? You know, I heard a guy say the other day, a bunch of guys were praying and they'd been dealing with some things. And he said, one of the board members said, "Look, man, we need to pray." He said, "Has it come to that?" Think about it a minute. Have we gotten to the point that we always try to make it happen? We always try to fix it and never surrender it to the Lord? Because the Bible says in Psalms 143, verse 5, and this is David again, "I remember the days of old. I meditated on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands." Now, muse means to ponder. In other words, he pondered on the work of the Lord's hands. Do you ever sit around and think about what the Lord's done for you? Or are you just focusing on what's not right in your life? You know, 90% of the time, what we focus on in our lives are the one or two things that's not good in our lives, instead of focusing on the 10,000 things that may be good in your life. You may have 100 things good, and you got one or two that's not good. You focus on those one or two, even though you got these 99 good. Think, let the Holy Spirit bring you to a place in your life that you learn who you can trust. You can't trust anything but the Word Word of God. You can't trust, you know, doctors are doctors, but they're practicing medicine. They're not professionals. They're not people that have all the answers. They are practicing. They're learning along the way. You and I have the Word of God that stood the test of time, that will always be truth. And if there's anything you and I need, it's to know the truth of the Word of God. So what's going to set us free? The truth will make us free. So if I'll continue in His Word, I'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you and I have been made free by that Word when we get in that Word and make that Word the most important thing. So what are you trusting in? Your ability to make it happen, or what God's Word says about that situation? That's the beauty of grace.